This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
All right, Steve Quayle is a very interesting individual. And he's here with us today. And we got a 5-minute segment here, a 10-minute segment, and he'll be gone, then John Rapport will take over. Here's the thing. I hear you 25 years ago and think, okay, he's a smart guy, but this is too far. They want to merge us with machines, animals. They want to sterilize everybody, kill everybody. And then now they're on the news saying it. And Klaus Schwab is saying it's good that everything's locked down because humans are bad. I mean, why do they – I asked this to start, but why do they need – I think this is the key. Why do they need to tell us what they're doing? That's God's law, isn't it? But what's crazy is, though, they're telling us. Is it just rubbing it in, or – is it something else?
Well, it's rubbing it in. The bottom line is the Bible says God always warns his people of what's coming. The problem is, Alex, they don't pay attention. And just like the alien phenomenon, you know, I said in January, and we talked about it just briefly on your show, I said, watch in the next 6 months.
You said it's going to explode. It's all over the news.
Yeah, it's all over the news. By the way, I have an expedition in Latin America right now, and I literally have some of the smartest guys looking through alien artifacts that predate the Aztec Empire that show the Aztecs and aliens intermingling.
Yeah, what's going on in Latin America? It's like they're falling out of the sky down there.
Well, yeah, because here's the deal. There are so many volcanoes that are active. What people need to understand, all of the stuff we have, there's our stuff and their stuff. That's even what Dr. Wernher von Braun said, who, by the way, was a Nazi that was brought to the United States under Operation Paperclip. But he also became the head of NASA. Never a straight answer. But the point being, Alex, is so much activity in South America, Latin America, where there's massive amounts of volcanoes, there's a lot of activity. For instance, Popo out of Mexico City, people routinely see this stuff on the live feeds of unidentified flying objects. I call them IFOs, identified flying.
Well, you got all the carvings in the Spanish museums confirmed of spacemen flying saucers. Looks like jumbo jets with like four engines on them. I mean, this is insane.
Well, it's not only insane, but wait until you see. At some point, you know, if you'd like, my expedition should be back in 30 days. I'm just telling you, it's mind blowing, Alex. It's mind-blowing to find artifacts, not a few that could have been chiseled out in some guy's backyard, but showing the Aztec-alien interaction, actual flying saucers, interestingly enough, the Rosetta Stone. And I undertook a project. This is really critical, to basically take all the glyphs, all of the different stone symbols, all of the glyphs off of crashed alien control panels, and I have some really smart guys using supercomputers out of the United States, for obvious reasons, trying, and they have succeeded in deciphering. You know what the glyphs indicate? There's kind of the bragging rights of the fallen angels. It's where they came from, coming from the stars, or the dimensions. Hey, let me make a statement. A portal is between dimensions. A stargate is between two places in time and space. So what I'm doing is trying to flood, and I'm not going to submit to the narrative that the deception is going to come. By the way, the Catholic Church is preparing half of them to basically say that aliens are our creators. So, and not all Catholics know that, but the most famous guy Comsolano, one of the most brilliant astronomers, literally wrote about, since God created the universe, could not aliens be sentient beings, and could not they have had a role in our evolution or development? So the point is that's a big lie. That's what's coming, and we'll talk about that. And I'll give you images, so you can put them on your screen, that are mind-blowing. It took my breath away, and I've seen stuff all over the world.
Well, let me ask you this. It's on Egyptian hieroglyphs and mainline documentaries, mainline research from universities that show perfect Apache helicopters. I mean, it's like, what is going on here? We're going to come back in 60 seconds with the one, the only, Steve Quayle. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. His site is Steve Quayle. livelife.com. We'll talk about what all this means on the other side. March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday, and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I am somewhat of a mathematician, but I'm a political mathematician, a cultural mathematician, a studier of humanity and how systems interlay and how they operate and patterns in previous human activity, different cultures. And when you have the head of the Davos Group and Bill Gates, all of them saying, we want a post-human world, we want to get rid of humans. You have Elon Musk coming out and saying, I met with the billionaires, and they all want to get rid of humanity, and beware of AI gods. And they say, oh, humans are dirty, carbon's bad, we're going to merge the machines and become gods. And I know some of these globalists, I'm going to leave it at that. None of them believe that there's no God. They all believe in what the New York Times talks about, this transpermia, aliens put us here. So none of them are atheists. They teach the average person, oh, there's no God. Oh, we're just on this planet in space. What's going on? And then obviously there's God, and then there's other things that are able to manipulate us as we have free will. And so they are getting ready to release all this. It is all coming out right now. And we have these people on Earth telling us humans are bad, telling us that getting rid of humans is a good thing. How is that not obvious? So obviously it's Satan, but what is Satan from your deep research? Is it an AI computer? Is it something God made that went against God? Obviously God gives free will, so things can go against God. We can go against God. I mean, let's get into real, real hidden stuff here.
Well, first of all, the Bible in Ezekiel teaches that Lucifer was one of the anointing cherubs. And a cherub is a higher order than just your angels and fallen angels. So he was, his task in heaven when God created him was to basically lead worship and lead the music and lead the praise in heaven. This is what the Bible says. Not everyone accepts that, but listen to this. When he got proud, he got a third of the angels to agree with him to basically try and depose God from his throne. God kicks them out of the first heaven, or the literal heaven, where not the first heaven, but the throne room of heaven. And ever since that time, he's been deceiving mankind, because when God created Adam and Eve in his image and likeness, that's something the devil did not possess. Lucifer, whatever those, and the Bible says that the angels are ministering spirits, and that they're absolutely sentient beings, and they literally live, the fallen angels, two-thirds didn't fall, one-third did fall, to destroy mankind. That's what the book of Revelation is talking about.
Now we see the whole goal is to kill everybody. I mean, it's all happening.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of my favorite shows, you probably remember it, The Twilight Zone, to serve man. You have the alien coming to Earth promising that they're going to fix all of mankind's problems. Then they offer tours to their planet. At the very end scene of The Twilight Zone, basically the woman's coming to her scientist friend or lover, whatever, and saying to serve man, it's not something to help mankind, it's to basically eat them. They're cannibals. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's why the occult I mean, if I told you there are cannibal restaurants, you'd say, oh, that isn't real. Yes, it's real. If I told you of the satanic sacrifices of the people that have been there and had to, you know, describe the gore, there you go. Most people wouldn't believe that. They just don't believe it. That
well, let's be clear. In Italy, it's a big dish in these hidden restaurants to eat catacomb bones. They boil it in the soup. That's kind of an entry entree into what's going on.
Absolutely. And what about, look, I'm not going to take a vaccine with human babies creating the image and likeness.
So why are they obsessed? It's like the golden child when the demon under Satan goes to the golden child, you know, the Christ figure, you will eat it. It's the blood of dead babies trying to corrupt him so they can get it. They want to corrupt us. There's like some genetic rule.
Well, yeah, it is a genetic rule. You as a human being created in the image and likeness of the living God. That's why I'm so opposed to the genetic manipulation of these vaccines. And the question I get asked, I can't answer, is at what point do the mutagenic nature of, and they're not vaccines, of the gene insertions in our human DNA, at what point do we cease to be human?
That's my next question. They admit it's a genetically made system that takes over most of our cells, makes us really sick. So it's like they're not just pissing on us, they're raping us genetically and taking us over. What is, from your best research, what is the end game of these mRNA vaccines? They would risk killing people, having everybody revolt against them, but they are just, like, you see Gates, he's in ecstasy while this is happening. He looks so upset for years. Now he's on TV just like, ah. I mean, what is going on?
Well, first of all, you nailed it. They want the end of human DNA lock, stock, and barrel. It's just like, Gates is on record as saying that he wants to dim the sun. Mike Adams said Bill Gates wants to kill photosynthesis,
So just as God destroyed the world with water because we interbred, they're like, aha, we're interbreeding you all with a shot. It's not like your wife laid down with this creature. We are literally doing it to you now. We're taking over. It's an alien takeover.
Right, and that's the thing. And it's not now sexual, it's genetic. They've extracted all the DNA of the aliens. And I know that, you know, just like on that clip you were showing with Twilight Zone, the alien was a giant. I mean, Barry Camish, he talked about the UFOs over the Holy Land, and they were giants, 9 feet. So here's the thing. I can't convince people that they want, the globalists, want everybody dead. But why would you take anything that isn't even offered as a vaccine? And why would you take, in essence, gene therapy of unproven efficacy of that was rushed in world record time? Usually vaccines take 4 years. And why is Pfizer now claiming if countries use their vaccine, they want the countries, Brazil, Argentina, to give them all their natural resources in case they get sued? They want to have coverage. And, Alex, here's the deal. What the fallen angels did before the flood and after the flood of Noah, they said there were fallen angels, there were giants in those days and after the days, those days. It's the greatest cover-up in history covered over. I have, actually, eyewitness testimony from a gentleman who's very famous. I won't tell his name, but he's on a DVD. I think you guys, if you don't sell him, you should. It's called Forbidden History, Egyptians in the Grand Canyon. The bottom line is that the giants and the bones of the giants are in the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian denies over 300 cases of where giant bones, giant skulls, and giant mummies were returned or given to them. It's like all the mounds in the Midwest. All that stuff went to the Smithsonian. They go, we
and
know
so that's
nothing.
All the secret societies is to suppress all this. And so they made a deal with these interdimensionals. Do the globalists actually believe they're going to get life extension and all this if they sell us out?
Absolutely, because the same promise that Satan made to Eve in the Garden of Eden, you shall not surely die. So what's the transhumanist mantra? You shall not surely die. It worked so good before the flood, it's working great after the flood. And now
that's why the globalists say they're doing it. They're being promised life extension. It's all about that.
Right, they'll never die. And they basically get to live forever, and they get to be, you know, every Marvel comic book character, all the powers, all the superpowers, travel wherever, you know, astral project, this part of the universe, that. What they're doing is making their world in the image and likeness of fallen man and their king, who is called Lucifer. By the way, the Satan worshipers, that's on one level. All of the people you and I talk about, the globalists, they call Lord Lucifer. Lucifer became Satan when he got kicked out of heaven.
All right, Steve Quill, amazing interview. Thank you so much for your great work. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex.
Powerful information. That's what the globalists believe. You can sit there and play games with it all day. That's what they're doing. That's why they're doing all this. And they believe they're bringing the devil onto Earth, merging with humans to create this as they hail Satan. So I want to thank you all for your support. We have the great John Rappaport about to take over. Don't forget, until Saturday, you can get 10% off and free shipping on Thrubble Food. Free shipping on Thrubble Food is so huge because the biggest part of the cost of the food is the shipping. That is an unprecedented deal. It's going to end in just a few days. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new incredible sleep aid. When I say incredible, it's really, really strong. It's like Rocket Rest, but liquid. It's down and out. 4 milligrams of melatonin, L-tryptophan, valerian root. It just goes on from there. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds our operation. There's not a more revolutionary thing you can do. John Rappaport takes over.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, folks, here we are with stacked stories ready to go. And I want to start off with Joe Biden today because he is sitting in the Oval Office. And there's a new report out stating that according to the Biden immigration plan, in the next 10 years or so, there will be enough new immigrants coming into the country to fill up the present population of California. That's a lot of people. Equal to the present population of California into the U.S. Okay? So let's just stick to the official version of what COVID-19 is. You all know that I've been talking about this the last year, rejecting every piece of the official story about COVID-19. But for the purposes of this conversation, let's assume that the official story is completely correct about the virus and the contagion, the transmission, and so forth. So letting in enough immigrants to fill up the state of California in the next year is going to loose a new plague on the country of COVID-19. No way around. I mean, it's not like, well, maybe. No. There is absolutely no way that you would be able to station enough medical personnel at the borders in order to test all these people, trace them, contact them, track them, vaccinate them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it wouldn't even be close. So here's Biden on the one hand saying, oh, we have to fight the pandemic and I'm doing everything possible and everybody has to wear 6 masks and stay with this dark winter, blah, 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 blah. And on the other hand, he's saying, open up the whole country, going to spread the plague as far and wide as possible. Impeach him. I mean, if any Republicans in the Congress who believe in the official COVID story have any balls at all, they would immediately initiate impeachment proceedings and publicize it from here to the moon in the press as to why. Because this predatory idiot sitting in the Oval, while claiming to fight the plague, is loosing a new level of the plague. Could it be any clearer than that? No, it couldn't be. Now, of course, nobody on the left is going to admit this. Oh, well, we have to open the borders because, you know, we have to virtual signal everybody that it's one world and there's no borders and we erase everything and, you know, get rid of all the borders and all the protests and blah, 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 blah. Erase borders, one nation, one world, one planet. You're all working for the globalists and you don't even know it. But at the same time, your boy in the White House, since you believe in this story about COVID, you would have to believe that he is loosing an entirely new level of plague upon the country and devastating it beyond all recognition. Impeach him. Let's go. It's not hard to understand. You know, I mean, come on. Not hard to understand at all. Except for idiots. Now, story number two, there's a new incitement rule in the land, in case you haven't noticed. Anything can now be called an incitement to violence, revolution, insurrection, whatever. And it's kind of interesting for anybody that has any public presence at all to think back on statements and remarks that he's made over the past months and years and so forth, and how any of these remarks, or many of them, could be taken now by the Stasi and, you know, Gestapo of the police state to be incitement to insurrection, revolution, murder, death, whatever, you know. Because that's the operation. That's what they're doing. If you were in Washington, D.C. at the big Trump rally when the Capitol break-in occurred, and you happened to have an account at Bank of America, and the photo of you from some drone and whatever is matched up to that account number, which apparently B of A released to the authorities, that isn't even a statement. You know, your presence becomes incitement. You were there. Therefore, you must have had something to do with the Capitol break-in. I mean, of course. Or if you were planning to go, or if you told somebody to go, or if you said, wow, this rally is going to be a great day, that's incitement. Or if you said, meet you there. If you said, stay strong, what does that mean? That means fight. That means break the law. That means revolution. That means kill people. That means overthrow the government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the new incitement rule, which if you look at legal cases, in case anybody is interested vaguely in such a arcane thing as legal precedent, you find that incitement fails over and over again because the people making the charge are insane. It's as simple as that. They're trying to tie things together that don't go together. You know, the guy ate a pear, he threw the core away, it hit somebody on the ankle, they stumbled and knocked into somebody else, and he fell into a phone booth. And then the phone booth shook a little bit, and a guy driving his car down the street who saw the phone booth shaking a little bit thought it was an earthquake, and so he pulled his car into a plate glass window because he was terrified. And he happened to break the leg of somebody, and that person can now sue the guy who ate the pear that caused the ankle of abba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. That's the incitement argument. And it fails over and over again, except that the press wants to incite the incitement rule as many times as possible to blame as many people as possible who might not be accepting the globalist agenda to be labeled as criminals and domestic terrorists, because after all, anybody who incites must be a terrorist, right? So we need a new bill. And in fact, if you look at the bill that has now been pending, I think, since 2019 in the Congress, I think it's Adam Schiff's bill. If you actually read it, you'll see that all kinds of people could be indicted as terrorists, and I'll explain after the break.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021.
And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms, the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food, and that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot, and 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors, and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this, so it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 month, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now, and it funds the InfoWar.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
So if you look at this terrorism bill by Adam Schiff, that's been sitting there, I think, for a couple of years now. People are, oh, yeah, we need a domestic terrorism bill. If you actually read the thing, you'll see a section where they talk about how destruction of property as a means of intimidation could be considered an act of domestic terrorism. So I suggested some people from Black Lives Matter and Antifa interview Adam Schiff and ask him what's going on here. Because obviously they would be the first target of any domestic terrorism bill, right, according to the definition. I mean, you know, it's not my bill, it's Schiff's bill. He's the author. Has very wide application, you bet. Look at the thing. Understand it. We'll see if it passes. Censorship. First, I want to talk a little bit about Texas. I was going to give some suggestions to Governor Abbott, but, you know, here's the thing about Texas and South Dakota and Florida and other states, Mississippi and so on. Part of the unannounced reason why these states are opening up their economies, or in the case of, say, South Dakota, never shut them down, is because of the people, you, the people who want to keep the economy open, the people who do keep the economy open, come hell or high water, somehow keep their businesses open, keep commerce flowing, assert their basic freedoms under the Constitution and their natural freedoms. I mean, if everybody were just completely knuckling under and nobody had anything in the way of resistance or outrage in terms of what they're saying against the lockdowns and so on, we'd still be all huddling at home, right? I mean, you know, if they could get away with it, they would. They just continue this thing as long as possible and drive everybody into complete psychosis and death. So let's not overlook that. You know, who is the resistance? You're the resistance. The people are the resistance. And when the people show enough of the resistance, the leaders get nervous. They get very nervous. And they begin to magically find reasons to open things up and get right. And I don't want to ignore this fact and just lay it all onto, well, the politicians are finally coming around and so on. Well, Kristi Noem has been there in the trenches from the beginning in South Dakota, the governor. She has said, there'll be no businesses locking down. There's no lockdown of any kind, and there never will be, and there hasn't been in South Dakota. She's the champ. But everywhere else, it's taken a lot of activity and resistance on the part of a whole bunch of people in order to force political leaders to do anything whatsoever. And if you think it's over, oh, everything's great now, forget it. There's a lot more resistance that's absolutely necessary. And coming up on the horizon, in fact, it's here now. All kinds of groups with clout and heavy hitters on board are fashioning their tools to implement censorship online of all types and kinds from all different vectors. And one of them is an outfit called NewsGuard. Have you heard of NewsGuard, everybody? They have a very slick scheme. And you can see articles here and there. Alex has talked about them, for example. And what they do is they contact you if you have a website, for example, and they say, we have an app, you see. Or they don't even tell you that, but they do. They have an app which people can sign up for. And if you get their cute little app, then when you go searching around websites and so forth, and you decide to open up a site, if they have, according to their ranking system at NewsGuard, determined that this website is unworthy and unreliable, factually speaking, misinfo, etc., etc., you will be warned. You can still go there, but they're warned. Oh, you know, they got a color coding, blah, blah, blah. If it's red, ooh, you know, and I think Tom Ridge, remember? The former governor of Pennsylvania, And wasn't he Homeland Security's first director with the color coding, terrorism alerts, and so on? From what I understand, he happens to be on the board of NewsGuard. Right? So they contact you if you have a website, for example, if they think, oh, we don't know about this person. And they want to interview you. They want to ask you questions, and then they decide whether or not you're worthy or you're unworthy, right? And they contacted me at No More Fake News. They think that I'm going to sit down and actually answer their questions. Are you kidding? No, my job is to expose them. And so is your job, and anybody's job, is to expose people who are doing this kind of, you know, soft censorship, which is not going to remain soft. Because operations like NewsGuard are also involved, you see, in selling their services to school systems, libraries. As far as I'm concerned, their long-range plan, and it isn't that long-range, is to embed these kinds of apps in browsers and so forth and so on, so that people won't even know that they're being massively cut off from information sources that actually speak the truth about certain things that are very highly competitive with mainstream news. You happen to be watching or listening to one of those sites right now. It's called InfoWars. Right? So at one level, they're just cutting out the competition. They want to cut out the competition because they can't stand up to it, because they're being outmaneuvered, and they've been outmaneuvered for a long time now by people speaking the truth. So they contacted me as if, oh, yeah, I'm going to say, oh, sure, I'd love to answer your questions, and I hope that you won't put me on your bad list. Oh, oh, oh. No. My job and your job is not to reason with somebody who wants to be a bully. It's to expose them for what they are. They're doing the corporate version of eliminating the First Amendment, okay? There's a way around it. You say, well, the government said, well, we can't eliminate First Amendment. How can we do that? I mean, if we just baldly come out and say no First Amendment. But we can cooperate with all kinds of groups and people that want to do that. And, you know, that's a good thing. Yeah, we want to do that because the truth is devastating when you learn about it. When you learn about the COVID truth, the truth about the vaccine, the truth about the test that's completely useless and deceptive and unreliable. The way, for example, that hospitalizations could be ramped up in Texas by the use of the PCR test so that Governor Abbott would be forced to backtrack on any efforts that he might be doing there. Stay tuned.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
John Rappaport. So, on this issue of censorship, there's one more thing that I want to point out. The Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, okay? I mean, you would think, under ordinary circumstances, that somebody in a position like that would have any knowledge, some knowledge, of the Constitution. I mean, something that they learned in school, that they vaguely remembered, that, you know, they, some level of IQ about this whatsoever. And you would also think that the good citizens of the state of Pennsylvania would hold this guy's feet to the fire when he made statements like the following. He basically said, and this was after Biden was, you know, the winner, declared the winner and so forth, that anybody making a statement about the stolen election in Pennsylvania, that would not be and was not protected speech under the Constitution. Can you believe this idiot? And the thing is, see, he's not really an idiot. He knows what he's doing, as far as I'm concerned. He says that if you say the election in Pennsylvania was stolen, that is not protected under the First Amendment, That is the equivalent, as he said, John Fetterman, Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, that is the equivalent of shouting fire in a crowded theater. Wow. Wow. If he's playing the role of a complete moron, he's doing a tremendous job, I gotta say. Well done, Lieutenant Governor. You're looking like a moron of morons. It's an attempt to censor people, to bully people. Well, we better not say the election is stolen because, you know, I mean, if it's not protected under the Constitution, then we could, I don't know, what could happen to us? We could be, what, lose our job, prosecuted, you know, all kinds of thoughts go through people's minds. No, no, it is protected. It is protected under the Constitution. Right? Got these people coming out of the woodwork trying to censor everybody that they could possibly censor who might be talking even a shred of truth about what is going on in the world. So I want to take the rest of the time today in this segment to talk about what the globalists are really up to from a different angle. Technocrats, globalists, how do they see things? They see things as the need to be organized. That's what they see when they look at the world. It's this psychotic need and obsession to control, yes, but also to organize. What is that person doing over there that we don't know about? That has to be organized. We have to pull that person in and get them to be part of the overall structure. And what is this happening, this event over here? What are these people doing? We have no. That's, we have to know exactly what's going on. So we have to use surveillance to know at all times what's going on everywhere so that we can organize all of it, which means fitting everybody into slots so they belong in set places and they have designated functions. And if that sounds like they're talking about a machine, well, they are. They're talking about a machine made out of machines because they believe you're a machine and you're a machine and I'm a machine and every human is a machine. That's what they see. That's what they believe. Well, it's a machine. We don't understand all the parts yet. We're just learning really about the genetics and so forth and how to manipulate it, blah, blah, blah. But it's all really a machine, a human being. There's no consciousness. There's no free will. There's no soul. There's no spirit. There's no higher purpose. There's no creative power. Freedom is just an illusion. A machine doesn't have freedom. That's what they see. That's what they see when they look out at the world. They see that. And therefore, they have the obsession to organize it. That's what they're about doing. That's what is behind what they're doing. Too many people to organize, then we need less people. Too many people talking about freedom, we got to shut that down. Because after all, that's just a delusion that there is this thing called freedom. And it's a dangerous delusion because when people get this idea into their heads, then they become unpredictable and we don't know what they're going to do. So we have to stop them. So we have to stamp out freedom. Stamp out not only freedom itself, but the idea of freedom, the delusion of everything, so that it's erased from history, just the way, for those of you that have ever read Huxley's Brave New World, see how that's done. Through the genetic control of all births, through the conditioning from the moment of genetic inception, all the way through birth and afterwards, and the pretension that everybody is going to be happy in their designated functions because they've been conditioned to be happy? See, that's the primary delusion behind all of this technocracy. They don't believe in real happiness and joy and ecstasy that a human can experience that takes them out into spiritual dimensions and all manner of unnameable, fantastic realms. So for them, the basic idea of happiness is some shrunken version of pleasure. Pleasure versus pain. Okay, we can provide a certain amount of pleasure to people by conditioning them from the moment of inception, and that means they will be happy. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It means people would be reduced in their ability to experience themselves and other people and life if the conditioning works. And then people would say, well, I guess what's left over is happiness. And so I guess you could say I'm happy with the way things are and what I've been assigned to be and do and how to behave and how to stay within the rules and never break the rules, never go outside your assigned function. You see, this is what they're trying to do, to convince you. Don't go outside your assigned function. Find out what that is, that function, and obey it. And you're saying, what? Are you crazy? So speak up, speak out, resist, rebel. That's what this is all about on behalf of what freedom actually is. The size of it, the scope of it, the depth of it, the potential of it, what it can lead to in terms of greater life. Not just for the group, but for every individual. The technocrats, the globalists, are obsessed with organization. That's what they must have, see. Whereas the people who know they're free say, yeah, you know, a certain amount of organization is certainly useful. I mean, you don't want to live in total chaos, but it's nothing compared to the fundamental innards of freedom. Are you kidding? That's the first thing. That's prime A number one. And if you're going to try to deny me that and censor me over that and claim some kind of crap about how I'm violating or the First Amendment or I'm not protected by the First Amendment, or whatever, or I have to submit to your interview to decide whether I'm worthy or not. Are you kidding me? I decide whether you're worthy or not. You're on my blacklist. I exile you. Because freedom comes before you who are trying to censor everything and everybody. You're the ones who are doomed. You're going into the dustbin of history.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.